Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
What was that?
Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Wow, do we have a lot going on. And I don't know what it is in the lead-up to summertime, but there are just a lot of big stories that are developing all over the country, and a lot of them we're going to be talking about today. Now, just a little while ago, we got a disturbing report from our good friend Kat Kamick. She is the congresswoman from Florida. She is a regular on this radio program, and she's been pretty vocal about the border and cracking down on securing our southern border. So she posted, folks. I wish I could say I was surprised by what she posted on social media, but I'm really not all that surprised. Kat Kamick has posted some video from the border. Now, we've been talking about the shortage of baby formula for a couple of weeks now. Before the rest of the talk radio world actually started talking about this, we were trying to alert you. We know a lot of young moms are listeners of the program, and we want to make sure that you were prepared for what was about to happen. So many moms can no longer find baby formula. There have been some shutdowns, government shutdowns of the factories that produce baby formula. Moms in New York are having to go all the way to Wisconsin to get formula for their kids. I mean, it's horrible, and I can't even imagine. And maybe some of you grandmas, some of you moms might want to call in and share your experiences here. But this is a traumatic thing for a mother when she doesn't have any formula to provide her newborn child. And there's no remedy coming from the Biden administration at all. Well, now we know, thanks to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, that at this very moment, the children of illegal aliens, the newborns of illegal aliens coming across our border are actually being provided baby formula. There are pallets, and we're going to be posting this video, these photos on our website, toddstearns.com. And it's horrifying to see that the children of the illegal aliens are being cared for. They are being provided for while American children go without. Now, this has been an ongoing conversation, and I've been asking this question, and many people believed it was a rhetorical question, maybe as theoretical. But folks, whenever I ask the following question, there's always a reason for it. When push comes to shove, do you put the welfare of the illegal alien first or the American citizen? You have a choice to make. In many cases, you have a choice to make. In this particular instance, and it's a horrifying situation, but the reality is there's not enough baby formula to go around. So the Biden administration has made a calculated decision. And in their minds, they've decided that the American babies don't matter, that their welfare is not important. Their welfare should come second to the welfare, the well-being of the illegal alien baby. Now, look, my contention is, give everybody baby formula if you got it, but to deny American children who are the sons and daughters of law-abiding legal citizens, you're going to deny them baby formula, and yet you're going to take their tax money and you're going to purchase baby formula and then you're going to give it to the illegal aliens? Is anybody angry about that? Is anyone outraged over the fact that we are taking care of the illegal alien babies while rejecting our own flesh and blood? Because that's exactly what's happening at our border right now. And people are getting really frustrated over this. Kat Kamick posted photographs of shelves stocked full of baby formula. Meanwhile, she went down to the local grocery store in her hometown in Florida and took photos of empty store shelves where baby formula should be. Kat Kamick said, "We are literally struggling to find baby formula around the country. Moms are struggling going from store to store to store. Then the stores are actually capping the amount of baby formula they will sell. But, and this got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning. She says, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets, pallets of baby formula at the border." Now, we did some checking, and according to our stats, about 40%, there's about a 40% lack of supply of baby formula products in the country. And a lot of this is because of the policies of the Biden administration. Kamick goes on to say, "But something that I absolutely have to share with you right now is the craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that, what are we calling him, Bare Shelves Biden? That's what they're calling him now, Bare Shelves Biden. And the fact they're sending pallets, pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula." Now, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, says that they're committed to making sure babies in America get their formula, but that is clearly not the case, and that is certainly not happening. But here you have a situation, and this is, for me, this is not a moral dilemma. You take care of your own first, and then if you have leftover, you take care of everybody else. Does that make me a bad Christian? Does that make me a bad American? I don't think so. But it seems to me that we have an obligation. Well, let me just throw this out at you. Let's just say that you've got a next-door neighbor, and the next-door neighbor has no money, no food, the shelves are bare. Meanwhile, you've only got a can of Beanie Weenies. You've got the can of the Beanie Weenies, and that's the only thing you've got to feed your children. So the question is, what do? Do you give your little can of Beanie Weenies to your next door neighbor so they can eat, or do you provide for your children first and then share if there are any leftover Beanie Weenies? Do you then take that to the next door neighbor and say, please, here, have some of my Beanie Weenies? Is that what you do? Or do you just say, children, you're not going to be able to have Beanie Weenies tonight. We've only got one can of Beanie Weenies, and we've got to give that to our next-door neighbor because they deserve it more than you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening at the border right now. Someone within the Biden administration has made a calculated decision that the lives of the illegal alien newborns are more important than the lives of American babies born on American soil. Now, you can have that argument whether or not that is a moral dilemma or not, and that's all well and good, but that is the reality. And here is the reality facing America right now, and I appreciate Congresswoman Kat Kamick for bringing all of this up and bringing this to our attention. Here we go, and it's a very simple question. Who do you take care of first, the illegal aliens or the American citizens? Because right now the Biden administration has decided, you know what, we're going to take care of the illegals. They get first crack at the baby formula. We're going to take care of the illegals. It doesn't matter if they need housing, health care, it doesn't matter. You see, ladies and gentlemen, with this administration, Americans come last. You want a great example? This just happened a few days ago when the Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to shove through a $40 billion spending bill. That money is going to help Ukraine. Ukraine, not the United States of America, Ukraine. Now, I can hear now. Well, Todd, there you go again. You're just a heartless human being. Ukraine is at war. They're being blown to smithereens, and we have an obligation. We have a responsibility. Okay, what about Americans? As a matter of fact, I think if you drive through some of our urban cities, you will discover humanitarian crisis right in front of your very eyes. Do their lives not matter? And by the way, it's not just $40 billion. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in aid that's going to Ukraine. Not American citizens, Ukraine. American people who are hurting right now, who are suffering. But the Biden administration has this mentality that Americans have had it good enough for too long, and now it's time for you to suffer. And the Biden administration, with this decision to provide all of the baby formula to the illegal aliens, what they're telling moms here in America, American moms, is that your child's life doesn't matter. Your child has to suffer. That's what the Biden administration is saying here. Todd, there you go. You're just a xenophobic hater. You just don't like those illegals. No, I don't like those illegals because they're breaking our laws. And you know who else doesn't like the illegals? How many times have we had Hispanic Americans who came to this country legally? They went through the process. They jumped through all the hoops. What about those folks? Are they getting shoved to the back of the line? Because you know what? They are. All of us are. If you're a legal immigrant, you're in the same boat with the rest of us. So we're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We've got the stories up on our website, toddstearns.com. You got to see the video. You got to see the photos. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine. I had a chance to call the president last week and request that the Ukraine package move by itself and quickly. He said, let me think it over. He called back in about 15 minutes and agreed that we need to do this Ukraine only. And quickly. I think we're on the path to getting that done. Discussions are underway between the House and Senate appropriators on the crafting of the package. It needs to be clean of extraneous matters directly related to helping the Ukrainians win the war. We had an opportunity, and I know the Democrats did as well, of hearing from the Ukrainian ambassador. One thing I thought.
All right. Enough of you. All right, Senator Turtleface. Enough of you, sir. Thank you. Well, there you heard. You heard Senator Mitch McConnell, who is the minority leader. He's the leader of Republicans in the Senate. And he said, you know what?
I think we can all agree that the biggest problem facing America is in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine.
Really? He thinks the war in Ukraine is the most pressing issue facing the nation?
Oh, yes, Todd, that's just what I see it.
All right, so let's just think about this. Here we have a national crisis where newborn babies can't even get baby formula. I think that revelation is going to be a surprise to many moms and their newborns. You know what? I think this idea that Ukraine is the biggest problem facing America, I think that's going to be a surprise to all of the ranchers and the people who live in the border towns that have literally been overrun by illegal alien invaders. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to say that any of you who have been to the supermarket over the past few days or you've gone to get gasoline in your car, I think you too would be surprised to find out that your problems are really not all that big of a deal. The biggest problem in America is what's happening in Ukraine. And by the way, you think we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars right now in Ukraine? Wait until we have to rebuild the country. And then they kick us in the wazoo, because, you know, they always do that. Just ask the French. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868, Georgia. Diane, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Diane, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I think that the people in this country need to remember how things were done 75 or 100 years ago about baby formula. We took a can of evaporated milk and diluted it with water, added taro syrup, heated it up on the stove, and put it in the baby bottles. We did not have stuff at the store for baby formula. We made our own. We don't need the government to do everything for us.
Now, Diane, I'm sorry, let me jump in here for a minute, because this is a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday, where we want solutions. You know, a lot of talk radio programs, Diane, they really don't want anyone over the age of 25 or 30 listening to their programs, because they think, well, we don't want all these old fogies. Well, you know, I'm 54. I don't consider myself to be an old fogey. But what I do consider and respect is the fact that people who have lived and have experienced life have a lot to offer. And Diane, I suspect as we are about to face, and you think the baby formula is a problem, wait until the food shortages hit later this summer, then everybody's going to be hurting, and they're going to be looking to folks like you, Diane, and me for explanations on, hey, how do we feed ourselves?
Exactly. Exactly. We just need to stand on our own two feet and quit waiting for the government to bail out everybody for every reason.
Diane, I think this is a brilliant idea, and you're right. I mean, there was a time when, you know, you made your baby formula at home, and you didn't have to go to the supermarket.
That's right.
All right, Diane, appreciate the information there, and thanks for the intel, and thanks for listening. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Sean, listening to us on WSIC. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
This is a long story short, but a while back, I befriended a very liberal lawyer, and I'm Catholic. So he turned around and he asked me, said, he goes, what do you think about abortion? And I looked him right in the face, and I started laughing. I said, you're asking a guy who has five children what I think about abortion. So I came up. So I'm seeing this whole thing going down with the justices, which is, this is ridiculous. You know, they stop intimidating them. You should all be in jail. We know that. But I'm going to come up with a slogan on a shirt saying, your body, your choice, you pay for it.
Yeah, you know what? That's, again, everybody has a choice, and you're right. You can make good decisions or bad decisions, but you got to live with your decisions. I like that.
Well, that's what he said to me, because he had turned around and he said to me, he goes, well, what do you think about it? I said, listen, I said, I follow God. I said, everyone has free will. You choose what you want to choose, but I said, it's not right the American people have to pay for you making it. You think you made a mistake. I shouldn't have to pay for you to get rid of a baby. Put the baby up for adoption, like a lot of people would adopt that baby in a minute. And don't stop throwing this stuff on me, because that was his mentality. Oh, you Catholics, you Catholics, you Catholics. I'm sitting there looking at him going, yeah, what about you liberals?
Well, I love it. Sean, I love it. Hey, got to run, my friend. We're going up to a break here. Thanks for calling in. You don't want to mess with the conservative Catholics, because they come to the argument loaded with facts and reason. And the left can't handle that. They get discombobulated. But folks, again, I appreciate our caller, Diane, from Georgia, because we do need to provide solutions and workarounds. And we call them, I think the phrase these days is life hacks. But we're going to have to get back to the basics in this country. And it's going to be important for all of us to readjust how we live our lives. Folks, and we're going to get into the gas and the oil reserves and the sales. That's insane. Folks, gas prices are about to explode even further, and it's going to be a mess out there. By the way, preparewithtodd.com, I want you to check out that website. There are some solutions for you there as far as food supplies and prepping, preparing. That's preparewithtodd.com. I would encourage you to check that out and give us a call, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert. And Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. All right, our buddy Congressman Mike Waltz weighing in on this baby formula shortage out there. And look, I get it. If you're not a mom, this is probably not high on your radar. But wait until we have the shortage of the peanut butter and jelly, and it's all coming, folks. It is all coming. This is Congressman Mike Waltz, Cut 17.
Mike Waltz from Florida. Look, I think we need to take a moment and think about the fact that in Joe Biden's America, it seems like it's easier to get a crack pipe in a government-funded smoking kit than it is to find baby formula.
Well, it's true. All of these smoking kits, again, the Biden administration wants to make sure all of the crack addicts and all the druggies out there are able to practice their and ply their craft in some semblance of safety. So they're providing taxpayer-funded crack pipes. What a great country we live in, America. They're giving crack pipes to the... No, I'm not making this up, Grace Baker. This is just the reality of our situation. So if you want to give your baby a crack pipe, all right, that's great. Otherwise, you're going to have to maybe barter down at the border with the illegals, and maybe you could get yourself some baby formula. All right, let's go to Greg on the line from Georgia. Hey, Greg, I understand you want to weigh in on this baby formula shortage.
Yeah, I sure do. I just wanted to say that my wife got sick one time when we were on the trip, and we had to switch her off formula because we had to switch off of her nursing the baby because my daughter, because she went on antibiotics. And what we found at the time, we were kind of into natural and health foods and stuff, was an acceptable substitute for formula was goat's milk powder. You mix it just like formula, and the goat's milk, I understand they have smaller cells than cows. It's real gentle on their stomachs, but it has all the stuff that kids need to grow, protein, calcium, all that stuff. And it worked great for our daughter, and so we used that instead of formula. It had no artificial ingredients, so it was perfectly fine. We used a brand called Goatine. It's a goat powder. They sold it at Walmart and all these other places.
So, Greg, when you see all these moms that are freaking out, and I mean, it's all over the media. So you must feel sympathy for these moms.
Yeah, I do. But I just want to let them know there are some options out there.
All right. So goat milk.
Goat milk is a great option. They have smaller cells than cows, so it's more in line with humans and easy to digest.
All right. Well, Greg, appreciate the info there. You know, Grace Baker, I just can't. Coming from a cow.
I love goat cheese.
Yeah, but
it's delicious.
But goat milk.
Well, it's the same concept, right?
No, it's not.
Why?
It's coming from a goat and not a cow, an American cow, a red-blooded American, you know, dairy cow.
Well, I do agree that goat's milk, goat cheese, much better for your stomach. So,
what about the? You see, it's like the same with the almond milk. I know you guys have been trying to get me to switch over, but I'm not gonna. You know,
see,
I just it's not cow milk.
I will say I am becoming less and less a believer in that stuff, but I am all for goat products.
All right, well,
it's much better.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying for me and for me and mine, give me a Yoo-hoo or something that came out of the cow.
Okay, I don't think the chocolate milk comes from the cow naturally.
It's delicious.
Todd.
Yes, it's. Hey, look, I love white milk and chocolate milk, so I'm a pretty diverse guy.
Well, good thing. I'd have questions otherwise.
Moo, baby, moo! All right, let's go to Cindy, WLOB in Maine. Cindy, what's going on? Talk to me.
Good morning, Todd. I don't know what the lady said when she said she made a formula at home, because I was on the phone calling my friend down in Florida, who we grew up as kids and raised our kids. I wanted to double check with her. I had my first child in July of 1966, and at that time, I believe the formula that we did was water, carnation milk, and Karo syrup. And I think that I'm pretty sure those were the three things that we made our formula with. I don't even think there was packaged formula at that time that I know of. And I was checking with her to see if that's what she used too, because I think that's what most of the pediatricians were giving out. And I think maybe you gave your child a vitamin, drop vitamins, I think maybe on the side. But I just think it's tragic what's going on. And I volunteered a food pantry, and I know that we have a lot of calls for that, and we don't always get it, the packaged formula. And I just can't believe what I've heard on your show today. I think it's tragic, but we're finding out that these illegals and these aliens coming in are priority over our own American people.
And you know, Cindy, and look, don't get me wrong. I mean, we've got to take care of the babies. I get that.
That's right.
But you know what? Go back to your home country where they can help you. And so we can take care of our own. Our country is in great distress right now. We are in economic decline.
Oh, listen, being in a food, I've been with this food pantry. We're also a soup kitchen, but we haven't been able to do sit-down meals since COVID. But I volunteered 2 days, but during COVID I did 3 days. And the demand is great. I believe in all children have a way, but I think I learned you take care of your own first. And we've got too many people here homeless. And all of those homeless are not alcohol or drug addicts. We have some severe mental ill cases that should not be out on the street by themselves. It's tragic.
Cindy, that must be heartbreaking for you guys, you know, wanting to help people, give them food, because look, everybody is going to be suffering through a hard time. So, but it has to be difficult for you guys.
Well, for me, I feel grateful. I've been there now for almost 9 years, so we have a lot of regular people, especially older people, and it's handy for them. You know, a lot of people are on fixed incomes that come in, and they're so grateful. And during COVID, I cannot tell you the gratitude they had that we were still, we never missed a day. The minute they shut down, we had a plan ahead of time. I'm also on the board of directors, and we had a plan. And that Monday we came in, and over the weekend the city had shut down. We got, one of the guys had tapes. We taped everything 6 feet. They could only come in 6 feet. We made up an extra bag lunch. And, you know, we operated all through it. We never missed a day. And the customers were so grateful. And sometimes you'll have extra of something. You'll say, no, somebody else might need it. And you'll have others just want to scoop everything into their bag. but I just heard there are another food pantries opening up here in Portland.
So it's a big deal, Cindy. I mean, you guys are going to be in high demand in the coming months as we go through what could, quite frankly, people are already starting to rumble about a possible crash of the stock market. So, I mean, it's getting pretty crazy out there.
Cindy, we're very grateful. We have two big, huge grocery chains up here that donate, and we pick up 2 or 3 days a week, and they're a blessing. We get fresh produce. Sometimes we get non-perishables and a lot of bakery items. So we've been very grateful for the donations that
we
get.
Well, I am glad to hear that.
I'm hoping to find out about this formula, and maybe some of your other callers will remember, like I said, back in the day, what we gave. Because a lot of women can't breastfeed. So you had to come up with a formula back then. Like I said, I don't believe there was powdered formulas.
Cindy, I can promise you we're gonna find out. I know we've got a lot of great moms and grandmoms out there, and they'll let you know. Cindy, gotta run. God bless you, and God bless your great work there in the great state of Maine. Folks, you thought the lockdowns were over, but they're not. That's according to our friend Cheryl Shumley. Cheryl is the top editor of the Washington Times, has a brand new book out called Lockdown, and she reveals a socialist plan to take away your freedom. In Lockdown, she tells how COVID opened the door for a full-scale attack on your freedom, on the values of Christians and Jews, and even Trump supporters. All this week, Cheryl is on the Chris Salcedo Show talking about the dangers that she writes about in Lockdown. And folks, I'll be on Chris's show later this afternoon. Chris does a great job telling the truth the big media does not want exposed. So watch Newsmax today. By the way, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. That's what I use. Again, Newsmax.com, a great source for breaking news coverage. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for 2 nights only, May 16th and May 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. Go to FathomEvents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16 or 17 and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's FathomEvents.com. There's a battle taking place in America. Whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, you need to watch this film. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us today. I'm Todd Starnes. There is a big controversy brewing in Pennsylvania, and this is actually happening in other parts of the country as well, where you have MAGA on MAGA violence, I guess, or political violence. And it's getting ugly in Pennsylvania in this U.S. Senate race, where Sean Hannity has come out swinging in defense of Dr. Oz. Now, I just want to say, for the sake of full disclosure, we have invited Kathy Barnett to come onto this program. I think it's a fascinating story. How is it that the top two Republicans are spending upwards of $20 million, and yet Kathy Barnett comes out of nowhere with just under $1 million and is, quite frankly, about to win this primary? She could very well win the primary, and that has Republicans terrified. Axios is reporting that Mitch McConnell is very concerned. There are people that are saying she's a phony, she's a fake, that she's not a true conservative, and they want her out. Now, we've invited Kathy Barnett on the show. She said she wanted to come on the show, and we will see if that happens. So the invitation was offered and accepted. So we'll see about that. But Hannity is using Barnett's past tweets against her. And I want to play this audio from last night. This is Sean Hannity, who, by the way, has endorsed Dr. Oz. And by the way, Dr. Oz, pro-abortion. He is pro-transgenderism. He is anti-gun rights. But that's Sean Hannity's guy in this U.S. Senate race. And Hannity is saying that Barnett cannot be trusted. Cut number six.
Primary season, she tweeted, and there's a lot of tweets, quote, "Did you see the last presidential debate? Trump was horrid." Followed up that with, "Trump is just as liberal as Democratic leaders we currently have in office. Morality matters, and Trump does not rank high in it." She also wrote, "Trump is good for beers and barbecue, not as a president," and claimed that Trump's moral character is questionable. And by the way, she even tweeted this about me, and there's me, and says, "Oh, Glenn Beck, why does Hannity support unprincipled Donald Trump?" And it gets worse. More resurfaced tweets are even more disturbing. One from her Twitter account in 2016 reads, quote, "Don't we get it? Obama is a Muslim." And there are lots of these tweets. From another 2013, she says, "Please pray for my babies and me. We're about to board the plane to California." And there's a homosexual female and linking out to a Facebook post.
Oh,
moments ago, one of our producers spoke to Kathy Barnett. She claims she cannot recall the context of the tweet about Obama or any of the other controversial quotes. And when we asked her about the tweet about boarding the plane, she said to our producer, quote, "I would never say that. Those are not my words." I don't know if she's claiming that her Twitter account was hacked, but it's on her official Twitter account. So with only 6 days left in this campaign, there are serious, real, open questions about the surging Kathy Barnett campaign and where she truly stands on issues.
So look, we've heard from her. She gave a terrific performance in that debate. And I don't know much about her. We have done our research. And there, again, if you're going to go back and judge her anti-Trump tweets back from 2015, which, by the way, I was not a Trump supporter back in 2015. I was a supporter of Rick Perry. And then I believe Huckabee. I'm trying to remember who was in that race. It was like 17 people. And Cruz. And then when Trump got the nomination, I became a Trump supporter. And Trump got my vote in the 2020 presidential election because he delivered on all of his campaign promises. But if you're going to go back and use that as the standard, then Sean Hannity has to go back and apply the same standard to J.D. Vance, who he is a big supporter of. And J.D. Vance took it a step further and actually called Donald Trump Hitler, American Hitler. So, Hannity's got a dog in this. And that dog in the fight is Dr. Oz, who is pro-abortion. He is pro-transgenderism. And Dr. Oz also wants to take away your guns. Now, here's the challenge with Dr. Oz. He said all this stuff on TV. So unless somebody hacked his mouth, those are the words coming out of Dr. Oz. Those are his beliefs. And it seems to me, and we're going to play some, we have a response from Kathy Barnett, and we're going to get to that in the next hour. And we're going to play some audio where she, and again, you have to understand the Trump side. Now, keep in mind, President Trump has endorsed Dr. Oz. So Trump supporters are going out there and they're producing these heavily edited videos that seem to imply that she supports critical race theory, that she supports Marxism, and she supports Black Lives Matter. Now, Barnett is saying that she's never supported Black Lives Matter. And again, you're going to have to do your homework, Pennsylvania. But I can tell you this. I don't think the story is about Kathy Barnett. I believe the story is about Dr. Oz. And I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me why Dr. Oz, as a pro-abortion, pro-transgenderism, anti-gun Republican, is more conservative than Kathy Barnett. I would just genuinely like someone to explain, but nobody's doing that. They're literally declaring war not only on Kathy Barnett, but on any Republican, any conservative who actually supports her. And again, I don't have a dog in the hunt. But what I care about is who we elect to the United States Senate. And we've got to have rock-solid conservatives. And I'll tell you flat out that right now, Dr. Oz is to the left of Mitt Romney. And that's saying a lot. So are you buying the argument that Sean Hannity is putting out there? Do you believe that Dr. Oz is the true conservative in this Pennsylvania race? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to get into that in the next hour of the program. By the way, we're excited to welcome Congressman Mike Johnson back to the program. Remember we told you a while back about the FBI, the National School Board Association. They wanted the FBI to investigate parents who complained at school board meetings. They wanted those parents treated as domestic terrorists. They wanted them investigated, put on watch list. And the Biden administration, Merrick Garland, under oath, said they never followed through on those requests. Well, now we have information that proves otherwise. And quite frankly, it puts Merrick Garland in legal jeopardy because he testified that none of this happened. But Mike Johnson, Congressman Mike Johnson and Congressman Jim Jordan now have evidence thanks to a whistleblower, and they've got evidence that the FBI was, in fact, targeting moms and dads, investigating dozens of moms and dads, and one man in particular was investigated because they suspected he was showing signs of being an insurrectionist. And what pray tell, was the evidence they had that this guy could be an insurrectionist? Well, it turns out he owned a lot of guns. This is the Biden administration. These people are acting like state police out there, and we got to call them out on it, and we're going to. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got a lot going on. We're going to get into this big, huge battle, and it is nasty mess in Pennsylvania. It doesn't need to be, but it is. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. And we're going to get into this ultra MAGA battle over in Pennsylvania. And it is a knockdown, dragout. I will tell you this, anybody who, and I don't have a, again, I don't have a dog in the hunt, haven't endorsed anybody. I think Kathy Barnett, her debate performance was spectacular. I think it's amazing. She has a compelling story. How is it that a woman with about $1 million in her campaign war chest is able to go toe-to-toe with the two leading Republican contenders, who, in fact, have a combined war chest of over $20 million. According to Axios, Barnett has been soaring in the polls ahead of Tuesday's primary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is concerned. He's afraid that her selection would endanger Republican efforts to take back the Senate. By the way, Barnett has said that she would not support McConnell for majority leader if she is elected. She released a powerful video talking about her life and how she is the byproduct of a horrific rape. And her mother chose not to abort the baby, and she is the product of that horrific moment. She is also facing fire because she is has been accused of being anti-Muslim, also anti-gay. And the Trump campaign apparatus has declared war on this woman. I mean, it's there's really no polite way to say it, but that's what's happening. So you've got Army veteran David McCormick, who a lot of people believe is the true conservative in the race. You've got Dr. Oz, who is not, but he has Trump's endorsement. And then you have Barnett, who is a black Republican. She says she's conservative. Steve Bannon is a big fan. He's praised her because she never stopped talking about decertifying the the presidential election. But a Barnett nomination, according to Axios, it would present a lose-lose for Republican leadership. Worst case, she proves to be as big a liability as many fear and hands a competitive seat to the Democrats. The best case, she's elected, ends up a thorn in the side of Senate leadership. Don't have a problem with that one, personally. She's already signaled hesitancy about backing McConnell as the Republican leader. And she's also a big supporter of Eric Greitens, who is the former governor of Missouri. So GOP operatives, here's what's happening now. Rick Grenell, who's a Trump ally, has been spreading a video about Barnett's past comments about white racism. Here's the challenge. Yes, she said it, but it's heavily edited. So you don't know the context. I mean, and I just want to see all the videos. Pat Toomey, the Republican senator vacating the seat, told Axios there's a lot of voters who don't know about her a lot, implying that there's something really weird in her background. GOP operatives have also been passing around negative articles about her from Breitbart and the Washington Examiner. And, of course, Sean Hannity is using his massive Fox News platform to wage a war against Kathy Barnett. So the train of thought is, do you just go ahead and let her run and let the voters have a say? Senate Minority Whip John Thune asked if establishment is putting its thumb on the scales in the race. He says, we're not. We're going to let the voters vote their will. So there you go. She was surging in the mid-single digits, but now around 20%. Multiple attendees of a Trump-Oz rally last weekend said they are now backing Barnett. Dr. Oz is a horrible candidate. So, and to me, that seems to be the issue. I want to go to Patty in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Patty, you've got some interesting intel. What do you know?
Well, I was at the rally, and when Dr. Oz, believe me, I love Donald Trump. I've always liked him. I grew up in New Jersey, and I always liked Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. When he come up on stage, they had to blast the music, Todd, because people were booing. They were booing Dr. Oz.
Why were they booing Dr. Oz? What were you hearing from people?
Oh, they just didn't like it because of his stance with abortion, his stance with the anti-gay. There was a lot of people there. They had their little Dr. Oz signs, and you know how things, you know how that goes. But you know, I'm telling you, Donald Trump made a big mistake here. I think Barnett should win it.
Well, she's got the support for the Club for Growth. They booked about $2 million worth of TV ads. So Club for Growth is in Barnett's camp. The Susan B. Anthony list has given her an endorsement as well. I mean, these are some heavy hitters. So, again, I don't know. I mean, she could be fooling us all, Patty. I don't know. She
right,
could.
You know what? Well, if you go back to everybody, look at J.D. Vance. What did he say about Trump? Trump endorsed him. He won. What about everybody? If you went back to everybody's past, we'd all be screwed.
That's a fair point, Patty. I mean, that's a great point.
I'm not kidding. You cannot go back. I'm not kidding. I mean, everybody makes a comment. You know, I mean, we all have our own opinion. But I think the voters should come out. I think it's up to the voters. It's not up to Donald Trump. It's not up to, no. You know what? It's up to the Pennsylvania voters who they want.
That's it, Patty. And all we can do is provide as much information as we can. We've invited Kathy to come on the program. We know who Dr. Oz is. Unless somebody hacked his mouth, we know that he's pro-abortion. He's pro, you know, gay marriage, the whole list.
It shocked me when Trump actually endorsed him, because I was thinking, what the heck are you thinking?
It's a fair question. And again, I think President Trump, he's a smart guy, and this may be out of loyalty, out of friendship. They've been longtime friends. I don't know. But to your point, Patty, and I appreciate the call. Ultimately, this is about the voters in Pennsylvania, and we have one of them on the line, Tom in Pennsylvania. All right, Tom, what say you, sir?
Hey, I don't know anybody's even thinking about voting for Dr. Oz. Everybody I talk to, it's Dave McCormick. I haven't even seen an ad for Kathy Barnett. Not one single ad. It's just ads for and against McCormick and for and against Oz.
Tom, you say Dr. Oz doesn't have a chance. Why is that? What is the problem he's got with Pennsylvania voters?
Well, for one, nobody, you know, he's not from Pennsylvania. It's a big problem. And two, all the stuff he said throughout his life, they don't believe in the last 2 years. He's made a 180. So, at least the people I've talked to. I belong to Knights of Columbus and the Masons and all the people I've talked to in there. It's Dave McCormick.
Well, that's...
Nobody wants Dr. Oz.
Again, Dave McCormick does have a track record. I mean, so does Dr. Oz. Kathy Barnett does not. And that always gives me pause. Tom, it also causes me a bit of hesitancy when, you know, they don't want to come on this program because, you know, again, we're fair. We're not going to do gotcha. We don't do gotcha journalism here, but we do ask the tough questions. And that, you know, that I'm kind of curious about that. But I don't think she's the flaming leftist that they're painting her out to be.
No, I don't know much about her. I saw her in the debate, and yeah, she did good in the debate. But like I said, right now, everybody up here that I know is backing Dave McCormick.
All right. Good to know, Tom. Good to know. We'll appreciate the call, and thanks for the intel. And that's what this show is all about. I mean, you know, you can talk to the talking heads and the pundits till you're blue in the face, but I'd much rather talk to folks boots on the ground in Pennsylvania to find out what the heck is going on there. So we'll see. Even if Kathy Barnett is as liberal as they say, let's just assume for the sake of the argument that every single thing they've said about her is true and that she's a flaming fascist, she is still more conservative than Dr. Oz. So, again, for me, this goes back to Dr. Oz. And it sounds to me like Tom, if Tom is correct, it sounds like many of the voters are making their decisions and they're going with Dave McCormick. That could be, it could be interesting, though, if Barnett and McCormick split the vote and Dr. Oz gets the nod. So we'll see how that goes. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want you to hear from Barnett. These are her own words. Says she's never supported Black Lives Matter. Cut 7.
Hello, everyone. How are you? This is Kathy Barnett.
Hi, Kathy.
I am running for U.S. Senate, but all of you guys know that now, don't you? I am so excited. Let me tell you, I've been saying to everyone, this story is as much about you, Pennsylvania, as it is about me. I know that I could not be doing as well as we're doing if it wasn't for you. Now, I know there are a number of people who are coming out with all kind of crazy allegations, and especially some of the craziest ones is that I supported Black Lives Matter. I have never supported Black Lives Matter. I remember when Black Lives Matter came out under the Obama administration, I remember looking at my black husband saying to him, all Black Lives Matter is going to do is get my black husband and my black son shot. And did I lie? Look at what Black Lives Matter has done to our nation. They have divided. They have stoked division. But that's what Marxism does. It comes in to divide and to conquer. And that's exactly what we're experiencing right now. So guys, keep your head on a swivel. Keep your head on a swivel. I have been upfront and honest with you. And I am, and just by the way, I didn't vote for Obama either election, okay? Just so you know that. I have been very clear about who I am, and I've been this way for a very long time. So guys, thank you so much for your support. Keep fighting, keep speaking up, keep leaning in. The swamp, when Donald Trump talked about the swamp, he wasn't just talking about Democrats.
All right. Well, Well, Lord knows that's true. I mean, we've all seen Turtle Guy. So there you have it, folks. And ultimately, it's going to be for you, the voters, to decide there in Pennsylvania. By the way, before we go to break, this item just in, the president is going to be holding a White House event on the baby formula shortage, but they're not going to allow any press coverage of the event. And instead, they're going to get a readout of what happened after the after they hold whatever event they're going to hold. Well, unless the president is actually going to be physically making baby formula, I'm not quite sure how this is helpful at all. So, look, we're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. We have Connor in Boston, Holly in Georgia, Ed in Texas. You guys are on deck. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
You've known in your gut something was not right about the 2020 election. Well, you're right, and here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, you'll see the jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawing on meticulous research from election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across America attended the nationwide theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home. Watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, family, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. See the movie that President Trump calls a real blockbuster. Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com. Salemnow.com, sponsored by Salem Media Group.
All right. Hello, all of you Ultra MAGA people out there. Good to have you with us. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. If you missed this report in the first hour of the show, it is a staggering report coming from the border. Kat Kamik now reporting, the congresswoman from Florida, now reporting that illegal aliens are getting as much baby formula as they desire, while American moms and American babies go without. And a lot of people very upset about that. I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's start with Connor in Boston. Connor, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
God, I'm recovering from a virus. So I've been MIA for a little while, but I'm doing well.
Good, good, good.
But I'll tell you, when it comes to baby formula, you know, it's like I want to start hearing in food in general and our economy. I want to start hearing solutions from the Biden administration, not about it's going to take time, but what you are doing to actually swift this into high gear and to get life back to normal. We're talking about baby formula here, something that should be a bare essential. Now, when it comes down to the border and any child who is in need of it, I think any child should be able to have that. But when we have American citizens who aren't able to go down to the grocery store to be able to buy that for their families, we have a major issue here. Are we talking about having like a government-private sector partnership where we can, you know, basically have like military members go into these factories if there's a labor shortage to help produce some of these goods temporarily? I mean, like, what solutions are we hearing out of the Biden administration right now other than it's going to take time? I need to hear more than it's going to take time. I need solutions. And I need to, you know, the American people need to hear that from their leader. And it's high time we start getting this into gear here.
No, I'm with you. As a matter of fact, and you're not the only one, Congresswoman Katie Porter, who's a Democrat, going off on all sorts of issues related to inflation and the lack of supplies, people not able to buy groceries, not to mention the baby formula, the baby formula epidemic that we're facing right now. So, Connor, it's a fair point you raise.
And I'll tell you, too, I think really everybody needs to put themselves into the position of some of our Border Patrol agents, where if you have a crying child that comes up to you at the border, of course you're going to figure out to find food or formula for this child. But at the same time, it doesn't excuse the issue that American citizens, who he is responsible for, the president, aren't getting the supplies that they need. And we have newborn children who aren't able to have access to formula. And that, to me, is just unacceptable. I mean, that's an F right there in terms of grade-wise, because we cannot have that in a prosperous and well-developed country. It's just unacceptable.
I could not agree with you more on that, Connor. All right, appreciate the call. Glad you're feeling better, Connor. Let's go to Holly in Georgia. Holly, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about the baby formula. There are options out there. I did raise three children on the pet milk formula, and they all did exceptionally well, but they had to have vitamins to go with that. But there's a lot on the Internet. All you have to do is Google it, and there's a lot of options. So, I mean, if you're desperate and can't get it, there are ways to make it yourself.
So as I know, there are a lot of moms that are probably scared, and they didn't even realize this was an option, Holly. So this has got to be pretty reassuring to those moms.
Yeah, all my sisters, that most of us, those five of us, only one could really breastfeed, and the rest of us had to use this formula, and we all used it and had very healthy children. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Holly, and thanks for the information. So that seems to be the way to go, and we've had a couple of ladies who've shared that intel with us. Let's go to Texas. Ed on the line wants to talk about goat's milk. All right, Ed.
Yes, Todd. How are you?
You know, Ed, before we go any further, this is the only conservative talk radio station in America where we can interview President Trump and talk about goat's milk.
There you go. I know, and I want to thank you, because your show has been the safe and soft landing for myself when the greatest pilot of the airwaves, Rush Limbaugh, went back to give up his talent. But you guys have been a great spot to land on.
You're kind to say that. Ed, what's on your mind?
Well, when I heard the gentleman before on the show talking about the goat's milk, I was born in the 50s, so I'm the generation, I'm the last of the baby boomers, I guess. And my mom had problem lactating, and I was allergic to cow's milk, and it was goat's milk that was used to bring me along until I was about 3 or 4 years old, as my mom tells me.
All right, so are you hard-headed or anything, Ed? You know how those goats are.
Well, I have to tell you, It did me no harm.
Oh, jeez, Alou. Ed. Ed.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm
played, sorry, sir. Well played. All right, Ed from Texas. God bless you, Ed. Folks, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jeez.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, hello, all of you beautiful people out there in MAGA world. Good to have you with us today. I'm Todd Starnes, and we've got a great, great show still ahead. By the way, have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile? If not, what are you waiting for? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're doing something about it by donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. Patriot Mobile, I get these questions a lot. What about the coverage? They've got incredible nationwide coverage. They've got a plan to fit any budget, and they're not going to be like real, like they're not going to poke you. All right, they're very easy to work with. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You can also go to their website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And be sure to use my promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, well, you know, folks, they're going to give you an even bigger discount. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use that promo code Todd. All right. Big event coming up this summer. And it's called Together 2022. This is going to be an incredible event at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. It is a free revival event June 24th through the 25th. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Nick Hall, who is the founder and president of Pulse, and he's the head honcho of this big event. Nick, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, so good to be here. Excited about what's happening and just see so much hope spreading in the air.
So, well, Nick, I'm pretty impressed here. So, Cotton Bowl, you must be expecting a lot of people to show up.
You know, we are praying and planning for over 50,000 young people to come. We have registrations from all 50 states across America. People are traveling from around the world. Just got a message from somebody coming from South Korea. And so this is a historic event. Everybody from, you know, Chris Tomlin to Francis Chan, Governor Huckabee is going to be there sharing a testimony. Will Graham, man, it's just going to be a historic time of worship and really equipping a generation to share Jesus, at a time when, you know, being a Christian can be pretty unpopular.
Well, no doubt about that, Nick. And I think, you know, there's an argument that can be made that we are living in a nation that is actually hostile to people of faith and specifically Christians.
Yeah, you know, I've been carrying with me two old Time magazine covers for those of the listeners that remember when we had printed news publications. But in 1966, the headline said, "God is dead." And it was a similar time when people were really writing off the next generation. They saw hippies, they saw drugs, sex, and war, and they were just going after everything other than God. And yet 5 years later, in 1971, I have this, the next publication says the Jesus Revolution. And so I carry those magazines with me as a reminder that even when it's dark, God's arm is not too short to save. He's always stirring in a remnant and in a new generation. And as I said, we're seeing tens of thousands of young men and women road tripping, booking their plane tickets, booking hotel rooms. And this is actually connecting to something that happened 50 years ago called Expo 72 that was led by Billy Graham and Bill Bright. Johnny Cash showed up. And we're really praying for a new Jesus movement today. That's what's going on with Together 22.
And again, going back to that Jesus movement, which really birthed, you had what it was sort of birthed out of that Calvary Chapel movement, and you had what Greg Laurie coming out of that that generation. So you're telling me that that is still a thing, that that young people are still inspired to get out there, gather in large groups, and celebrate their faith and tell others about their faith.
Absolutely. And we really see this as a way to connect generations. You know, you're right. People like Greg Laurie and Mike Huckabee really gave their lives to Christ in that movement 50 years ago. I mean, that's when their lives.
And Nick, let me jump in here. And by the way, so did former Vice President Mike Pence, who became a Christian after his, I believe it was then girlfriend, now wife, brought him to one of those big music, Christian music rock concerts.
You know, it's an amazing legacy, and what God did then has changed the nation, is still changing the nation. The good news, Todd, is that there's a new generation today amidst a backdrop that is very similar in its darkness. Again, you think about riots, you think of war, you think of a generation leaving the church. Like, literally, I would argue the headlines today could easily be mistaken as headlines from the 60s and early 70s. And yet out of that darkness, out of that hardship, there was a nation that rallied behind their youth as those young people were choosing Jesus. And so today we're really seeing this opportunity for generations to come together, that the grandparents who are in their 60s and 70s and 80s can stretch out their arms over their grandchildren who are now teenagers and in their early 20s And that these kids are saying, we want what you experienced, but we want it for ourselves. I like to encourage people, there's no grandkids in heaven. We all have to come to God on our own as a child of God. And these kids, man, they're experiencing it for themselves. They're hearing the gospel. And the darker it gets, the brighter the light shines.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Nick Hall. And by the way, he's got a great book, and we've got links to all of this over on our live show blog, folks. Author of the book, Reset, Jesus Changes Everything. Nick, you know, you started this ministry on a college campus, and I'm curious. I mean, you're reaching tens of millions of people all over the world. I'm curious if you could explain to our listeners what it's like being a Christian on a modern-day college campus. I have to imagine it's not anything like it was when I was growing up and we had the Baptist Student Union and it was more faith-friendly.
Well, I think the big difference is there was a time in American history where everybody came from some sort of a Christian origin story, right? Even kids that weren't going to church still had respect for God, respect for ministers. There was a fear of the Lord that was present. Today, those Christian organizations, CRU, Baptist Union, the Newman Center, the Lutheran Center, Chi Alpha, they still exist. And in many places, they're thriving. But those groups, it is literally a group of students that are trying to survive. And they're trying to be reminded that they're called to be a light in an atmosphere that can often be hostile to the gospel. Mm. You know, it's not uncommon to have kids at events swear at me when I'm preaching. It's not uncommon to have, groups even boycotting. But I would say that the hunger is so real, and there is such a void for this generation. They're looking for godly leadership. They're looking for somebody who loves them. I'll often encourage the parents and grandparents out there that these kids don't need a finger pointed at them. They need a hug. They need somebody who's going to listen, somebody who's going to be the hands and feet of Jesus, somebody who's going to tell them, hey, you matter. Your pain matters. God sees you, and he's calling you to more. And we are seeing these kids by the tens of thousands turn from drugs and sex and addiction and riots and whatever other kind of violence. They're turning to the hope of Jesus. To me, when I see streets filled with riots, when I see protests and anarchy, like, I don't see that like so many see it, and they say, man, look how horrible it is. I see it and I say, imagine what God can do with that passion when he gets a hold of those kids' hearts. Because right now they're applying that passion in areas that will never satisfy them, and God made them for more. I believe this is the revival generation we've been praying for.
All right. Nick, we're going to leave it there. And again, congratulations. This is a pretty exciting event. And this is open to anybody. I mean, is it open to people of all ages or just young people?
It is free. It's for everybody. We're actually praying that 5,000 or more people that were there in 72 are going to be there as spiritual fathers and mothers, reaching out their arms over these teenagers and college kids coming. So we're inviting grandparents to bring their grandkids, pastors to bring their churches. And this is all of us coming together. We need Jesus. We need revival. And if you believe that, this is free. All the artists, all the preachers, this could be a $200 event. It's free because we want people to be there.
All right, good stuff. Well, Nick, congratulations and good luck to you. And we'll get you back on the show because, look, we're big supporters of this. I love what you are doing here, and I think the country needs this. If we're gonna change the direction of our country, it's not going to happen in Washington, but it very well could happen at the Cotton Bowl. So, Nick, God bless you, and good luck. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun down there.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, that's Nick Hall, everybody. He is the founder and president of Pulse. They're holding a huge event. You probably hear the commercials running on our show, Together 2022. A lot of people, he mentioned Mike Huckabee, Tim Tebow's going to be there, Francis Chan, Bethel Music. So it's going to be a huge all-star lineup, and we've got the info there on our live show blog. President Trump just shared a statement with us, and I want to share it with you. Here's, and it's about Kathy Barnett. Here's what President Trump says. Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats. She has many things in her past which have not been properly explained or vetted, but if she is able to do so, she will have a wonderful future in the Republican Party, and I will be behind her all the way. Dr. Oz is the only one who will be able to easily defeat the crazed lunatic governor or lunatic Democrat in Pennsylvania. A vote for anyone else in the primary is a vote against victory in the fall. So there you have it. Now President Trump is coming flat out and saying that there are things that she has not been vetted and that she's not been properly, she has not properly explained some of the things in her past. And we don't know what that is. We've invited Kathy Barnett on the program, and if she comes on, we'll ask her about it. And if she doesn't, well, you can figure that out as well. Going to take a break. We're going to the phones. Hang tight, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Paul in Georgia. Welcome to the program. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Todd, first of all, a couple things I want to say real quick. I remember you gave a speech last year in front of Trump's rally in, I think it was in Alabama, Birmingham. It was an excellent speech. I know you are a tremendous supporter of Trump. And I admire that.
Well, thank you.
In fact, I thought that speech was so good that you should use parts of that speech to as an advertisement. It was just so good.
Well, thank you for that, Paul. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Todd, I'm hearing concerning Oz is that he's pro-life. He is he's not anti-gun. And I understand he's changed his position on that. But the main thing I want to say is we got to stick with Trump. We, as MAGA supporters, we have got to stick with Trump. There's one thing that Trump has gotten us, the likelihood of Roe versus Wade being overturned. And we can give all the credit to Trump on that. It's unbelievable that we're sitting here a couple months, a month or two away from that happening. It's all about Trump. And we've got to support him. We've got to stick together, and if he believes in Oz, then we need to stick behind Oz. I don't live in Pennsylvania, but if I did, he would certainly have my vote.
Paul, I hear what you're saying, and for the record, I was the first talk radio host to, as soon as that document was leaked out of the Supreme Court, I tweeted four words: thank you, President Trump, because that's who deserves all of the credit for that, if in fact that decision holds. I think, though, Paul, the big challenge for a lot of folks is that in some of these races, the true conservatives did not get the endorsement. And I hear what you're saying about Dr. Oz, and I'd like to believe what Dr. Oz has to say, but I don't, because it looks to me like this was not a true conversion of the heart, but this was a matter of political expediency. And the worst thing that could happen is for us to have a majority in the Senate and have another Mitt Romney on our hands or Lisa Murkowski on our hands. That's a bigger concern for me.
Yeah, that's a big concern. But one thing that's good about Oz, he's not bought by anybody. He's a self-made man. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't even need to be doing this. And those are, in my opinion, that's who I love to vote for. I hate these politicians. They're all corrupt.
I hear you, Paul. Well, God bless you, and thanks for those kind words. And we did have a good time at that Alabama rally. Let's go to North Carolina. Steve on the line. Steve has a suggestion for the formula shortage in America. All right, Steve, what's your idea?
Well, I think it's kind of sad that the Democrats aren't going out there promoting the most obvious solution to the formula shortage, which is to take all these pregnant males and have them donate their breast milk.
Steve, it's a great point. Maybe we could have Secretary Buttigieg or Buttigieg, depending on your preference. I mean, yeah, maybe he could lead the campaign. By the way, Grace Baker, Steve, thank you for the suggestion. I think that, you know, let's hope it doesn't come to that. But Grace, have you seen the Calvin Klein Mother's Day campaign? I sent the photos to you.
I was going
to
say, how could I miss it? You cursed my inbox with it.
So they basically, the Calvin Klein underwear ad for Mother's Day featured a pregnant man who is basically a bearded woman.
Yes.
Ma'am, you need a lady pick.
It's a little rough. To say the least.
Yeah, it's the photos, I'm really hesitant about even posting these on the website. You know,
don't spoil anyone's appetite. It's
like
lunchtime.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as a Madison Cawthorn video.
Yeah, bad in different ways.
Yeah, maybe worse, only because there is clearly a woman who needs a shave.
Yeah, but I will say it's disturbing because I literally looked at it for a second and went, is that a dude? I'm like, no, that's all got to be a woman.
It's a woman.
It's literally impossible.
A woman.
But it's a, well, she's a dude.
She's not a handsome man, I'll tell you that much, for what it's worth.
Oof.
So, but again, you know, going back to the Mayor Pete and his husband, you know, when they were photographed in the hospital and they were actually admitted to the hospital, even though they had absolutely nothing to do with the birthing process.
They just showed up and said, oh, thanks for the baby, and then took the baby.
And then took, what, 6 months off for maternity leave?
Yes.
Or paternity leave
while
or whatever.
While we were going, having crisis in America.
Unbelievable. But I will say this. I like the idea of Mayor Pete leading up the male breastfeeders of America.
I mean,
that might
Secretary
be the solution.
Of Transportation, take a bus and go around the country.
All right, folks. Hour three coming up next. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Hour three, and the FCC has not taken us off the air, so we should celebrate that. Grace Baker, you know that here on the Todd Starnes radio program, we like to help people.
This
and
is true.
We have actually become known for being sort of a conservative, I don't know, matchmaker, conservative mingle kind of a radio show.
The radio version of Christian Mingle.
Where people have, you know, where people have found long-lasting true love. And who among us does not respect true love?
Not I.
No. Well, of course not, because you're married.
Exactly.
So I remember when we had the lady call in who we were talking about Caleb Park, our managing editor, who is an eligible bachelor.
Good
Christian young man. And we had the lady call in, I believe from Pennsylvania, and she said that her daughter is a farmer, works there on the farm, and milks cows and would be a terrific mate for Caleb.
Sounds very eligible.
And then we tried to get Avery fixed up.
Yeah.
We're working on
that. We're working on him still.
So.
But Caleb, he's not in the office today, but if he was, he might come in here and say something. But for now, we'll just be his matchmaker.
It's true. So, Grace, I think we need a little ambiance, maybe a little music in the background to discuss what we're about to talk about. Because, Grace, we have a couple of romance-related stories that I want to share with the audience here. And this comes from the New York Post. And, by the way, has an Arkansas and Memphis connection.
Oh, actually. Even better.
This is the headline as we continue to play the music. I'm in a three-way marriage.
A three-way marriage.
Three-way marriage with my Tinder match and my college flame. This is from Sophia Carbello, writing that a woman has opened up about being in a three-way marriage with her Tinder match and her college sweetheart.
So that's what the kids call it nowadays.
Angela Bailey, Tyler Hayes started dating in 2018 after meeting on Tinder. They invited Sam Vick, age 23, into their relationship. So basically, it's two gals and a dude.
Somebody's
got to be tired in that relationship. The trio developed feelings and decided to become a throuple. They're a polyamorous trio. So I guess they... Are they tree huggers too? I mean,
I'm sure they are.
They're basically embracing anything that breathes. So I'm not sure why the New York Post is writing about this.
The New York Post writes about some weird stuff.
They're very excited about their throuple, but they say it gets a little tedious sometimes.
No, never.
Quote: I was being selfish, but have worked through my jealousy. Now they go on dates. All of them. All three of us go on dates.
Aw, group date.
Seems to me that three would be, a little bit too many.
Well, they say, three's a crowd.
Yep.
Good example.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for the TV show from the 70s, which was Three's Company. But that really wasn't a throuple. At least we don't think it was.
I don't even want to know how the sleeping situation works.
Yeah, don't want to. We're not going to go that far into it. Anyway, the trio split up, though. They went to a hangout festival with a group of friends in 2019. The trio split from the group to watch a different band.
Oh, no.
Drunk and reigniting their old flame, Bailey and Vic started getting it on.
Uh-oh.
Hayes joined in and things progressed when they got back to the Airbnb.
Oh, I bet they did.
Hayes is a ramp agent from Tennessee. I have to imagine.
Oh,
is that where we think it is?
This is not the kind of story I was hoping that we would have a connection to.
Quote, we thought it was a one-time thing, but we all caught feelings. Is that what the young people say?
Yeah, they say, I caught feelings. Like, you mean, I'm not even going to get into it.
Is that right? You can catch feelings like
you
that.
You can catch feelings.
I suspect they're catching something else in that throuple.
Again, I wasn't going to say it, Todd. I wasn't going to say it.
So, Grace Baker, here's a story that's near and dear to your heart. The animal kingdom. One in three Americans would choose their pet over their house or spouse. Is this true?
I definitely choose Merlo over my house, but not over my spouse.
Well, this is a fast. So, I mean, does Mr. Producer, have you guys ever had this conversation? Because I've noticed there are more photos of the dog than Mr. Producer.
Well, let's just say Merlo's a slightly more willing participant. She doesn't groan or moan when I say, can we take another picture?
And the husband does.
Yes.
No, I get that.
She just wants another treat and she's good to go.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Producer would like a treat. Does he like Oreos or...
He does like Oreos. I should try that.
So according to the... this is from the website studyfinds.org. And they say a panel of 2,000 dog and cat owners revealed that 33% would choose their four-legged friend instead of their house So would you rather be homeless, if push came to shove, would you rather be homeless or have a dog?
I would rather be homeless.
Another third. Wait, what?
Yes, I would choose Merlo over my house.
So if I see you sleeping on the couch in the office downstairs.
Yes, with Merlo.
All right. 33% would choose their pet over their significant other.
Yeah, no. That's where I draw the line.
Another 31% say the possibility of Merlo's death keeps them up at night.
I actually do. Whenever I think of her getting older, I start to want to cry.
Really?
Yes.
How old do the Dalmatians normally live?
I've talked to a lot of people, and they lived till they were like 15 or 16, but anything could happen, so
that's right.
The problem.
All right. Well, I'm fascinated by this. Now, you just have a dog, right?
Just a dog.
So you don't have a cat.
No.
So there's no throttle involved.
No.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
I don't want a cat either.
No, I
just want my dog.
Nobody wants a cat.
Cats don't even really like you.
They're very unkind.
Very unkind.
It's true.
Dogs are like, yes, you're my best friend. I'm so happy to see you. A cat's like, oh, you're home. Feed me. That's basically the attitude.
And then they want to eat you.
This is true.
And the
as well.
Larger the cat gets, the more likely that
you
is
gotta
to
watch
happen. You got to. And they watch you, eagle eyes. They just stare at you.
And they have no boundaries. They get on the counters and stuff.
We had a cat when I was a kid growing up. Cuddles.
Was he very cuddly?
You know, he was, but he was into like these interspecies things.
What?
So, yeah, one day my folks, I had already grown, but mom called me one day and she was very concerned because Cuddles was spending an inordinate amount of time with the chickens. And look, we don't judge. You know, it's America. And so anyway, but Cuddles loved to just he was a big ball of fur. And he would just nuzzle things, but he loved other animals. So anyway, one day, apparently, Cuddles tried to nuzzle a rattlesnake, and he came back, and the poor cat, his head was as big as a pumpkin, and you could clearly see where the snake had bitten the bitten Cuddles.
Poor baby.
But the swelling went down, and Cuddles survived. But we think he was brain damaged because, you know, he would walk. So let's just say he was walking and he would walk into a wall and he would just keep walking as if he was moving something. So you would have to manually pick him up and turn him so he would keep walking. It's
like a toy, like a wind-up toy.
Very tragic.
I will say the best cats act like dogs.
Well, there you go. And, of course, the other issue is, you know, we had some rather unusual-looking eggs laid by the chicken. Afterwards.
I hope you didn't sell those.
Don't want to talk about it. All right, we got to take a break here. I have no idea what we're doing, folks, but just go with it. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the state of Louisiana, Congressman Mike Johnson. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, my friend, great to hear your voice as always.
You know, Congressman, shocked last night. I got the letter that you and Congressman Jordan fired off to the Attorney General. And it is stunning to know that the FBI was actually investigating parents who took issue with something their school board was deciding.
That's exactly right. And Todd, the reason this is such big news is because we have a whistleblower. Okay, this is what broke overnight. This whistleblower has come forward to us and given us evidence that proves what we've been suspecting all along, that the FBI really did target parents. And these are just parents who were going to their local school boards and protesting the COVID policies. I mean, they labeled these folks domestic terrorists, okay? And the reason this is so noteworthy, beside from the stunning fact that that is and the outrageous fact that it is that this is a direct contradiction to what the Attorney General told us under oath. He claimed that that never happened. This new evidence contradicts what he told us, and we believe he's committed perjury.
Let's talk about some of the things that you guys have learned from this whistleblower. I mean, what was the FBI looking for?
Well, so Merrick Garland issued this now infamous directive to the FBI and all the U.S. attorneys back in October of last year, October 4th. He implied that these parents were somehow a threat to the homeland and that they needed to be targeted. And they created this snitch line through the counterterrorism division of the FBI. And they encouraged people to use it. So, you know what? They did. And when these parents were called in, the FBI labeled at least, we know for a fact, at least dozens of their investigations into these parents with a threat tag. The threat tag is EDU officials. That was their little code name that they put on these files. And the parents are labeled as domestic terrorists. This actually happened. So what they've done is they've targeted people who are protesting mask mandates, for example. You know, a mom and an FBI field office, for example, interviewed this lady, brought her in, alleged that she was a threat because the comments she made at the school board, she said, "We're coming for you." And of course, what she was talking about is she's involved in a local political organization. She meant through the electoral process, talking to school board members. But they labeled her, this is what we have in this whistleblower evidence, Todd. They labeled her, quote, because she belonged to a right-wing moms group known as Moms for Liberty, and because she's a gun owner, okay? Another example, there was a gentleman, a father, a very concerned father, who went in to oppose the mask mandates because he thought it was harmful to his child. The National Threat Operations Center takes a snitch line. They put this guy on the terrorist watch list, basically, and this is, quote, out of his file. It says, "He rails against the government," unquote, "believes all conspiracy theories, and has lots of guns in his possession." I mean, you can't make this stuff up. We're quintessentially, you know, exercising First Amendment rights, and now the Department of Justice is labeling us as terrorists.
Have you guys heard of any ramifications as a result of this? I mean, have there been any ongoing issues, or did they just investigate and move on?
Well, it's obviously quite an intimidation, right? The point is, ultimately, it chills the free speech of concerned parents and people who are doing what they should do, watching over the curriculum and what's happening to their children. In another case, Todd, one of the field offices of the FBI opened an investigation into Republican state elected officials, okay, because they received allegations from a state Democrat Party official that they were inciting violence. Why? Because they were expressing displeasure at the school district's vaccine mandates. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The problem is, committee Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee, we have oversight over this. We've been investigating the Biden administration's misuse of law enforcement resources since last fall when we first got word of this. They have stonewalled us, Todd. They haven't turned over the documents. So the letter that we sent to the Attorney General last night, Jim Jordan and I, we demanded that they turn those documents and materials over and that they better preserve all those records responsive to our request, because there will be some accountability, at least as soon as we retake the majority in the fall.
Congressman, did these people know that they were under investigation? Do they know now if they did not beforehand?
Well, some of them do because they were dragged in for questioning by the FBI. I mean, imagine how intimidating that is, right? You're a concerned dad, a concerned mom. You go to your local school board meeting, you express your concern about mask mandates or CRT or whatever the issue is, and you get a call from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Counterterrorism Division. I mean, it's very intimidating for these folks, and they question them and they do their investigation, but there are a number of these files that we know now, and we have always suspected. There may be many, many more. There may be people listening to your show. I'm sure there are some listening to our voices right now that are probably on this list somewhere. If they showed up at a school board meeting, there's a chance that they are, and that's of great concern. This is not the role of the Department of Justice. Our quintessential First Amendment freedoms are in jeopardy. This goes right in line with what they announced as, you know, the disinformation governing board that the DHS is supposed to be governing. You know, they're putting the government in charge of what is acceptable and allowable speech. And that is a road to tyranny that we must resist.
It is this is scary stuff, because you and I both know how all of this is going to go down. And if nothing else, they're going to be very successful at squelching and silencing people who would be afraid. You know, what if the FBI doesn't like what I have to say at the school board meeting? I mean, people are going to be thinking like that.
Right. And that is the objective of the left. Right. Of course, they want to censor and silence the viewpoints they disagree with, because that's a threat to their agenda. And I mean, look, when you weaponize the Department of Justice, which is what the Biden administration has done, that is a very serious threat to the republic. I mean, that's not hyperbole. I'm not overstating it. We have to have the people's faith in our institution, in our system of justice itself. Or we're in real jeopardy in this country. And so we're going to fight this tooth and nail. We're going to demand accountability. And sooner or later, Todd, we're going to get it.
Congressman Mike Johnson on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, you mentioned, you know, when Republicans retake the House, what can we expect? And has Merrick Garland put himself in any sort of legal jeopardy here?
Well, I certainly believe he has. You know, he raised his hand, took the oath, and clearly now presented information that was not true. I mean, we have the evidence in hand. We in our letter, we told him, not only do you preserve these documents, turn them over, but we're going to remind you, sir, that whistleblower disclosure to Congress are protected by law. And we will not tolerate any effort to retaliate against whistleblowers when they come forward with these disclosures. So what we're doing right now, Todd, is gathering the evidence. We do not have the majority right now, clearly, as everyone understands, but we believe that the red wave will make that possible in the fall. And then when we start the new Congress in January, we will begin this as an immediate order of business, oversight over these department agency heads. We're going to bring in Mayorkas. We're going to bring back Attorney General Garland, and we are going to hold them accountable. I believe Mayorkas, for example, has committed impeachable offenses. And it is certainly a grave offense to lie to Congress. So if this bears out and what appears to be true is substantiated, then I think they're going to have real problems.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you guys staying on top of this, and we want to stay updated. So any new intel you get, you know, we're happy to have you back and share that information with our crowd.
Well, your crowd's very important, Todd, and your voice is so important. We're grateful you're there, and we'll keep you posted, my friend.
All right. Congressman Mike Johnson from the great state of Louisiana. Congressman, thank you. And folks, I mean, this is shocking, just shocking, that the Justice Department has been weaponized against we the people. And the idea that there could be some of you out there, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, or just taxpayers, you go up to the school board and you raise a point, you have a problem, and then all of a sudden you're put on some sort of a terrorist watch list. Folks ought to be marching on Capitol Hill over this. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're going to stay on top of this story. Let's see what happens when the Republicans retake the House of Representatives. Maybe, just maybe, we're going to be able to get to the bottom of some of this nonsense. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Blinde die Haube, bis if it sits.
What was that?
Blinde die Haube, bis if it sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, so Jim Jordan was on Jesse Waters' show last night on Fox News Channel. And it seems to me, if the whistleblower information is correct, it looks like Merrick Garland, the attorney general, lied under oath. Let's hear from Jim Jordan. Cut number 14, please.
Yeah, what he said in the committee was a direct contradiction of the facts that we now know because of this brave whistleblower. I mean, he said he wouldn't use counterterrorism resources to go after moms and dads, would not do that. That, in fact, looks exactly like what they did. And again, if you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a gun owner, you're a Republican, and you're standing up for your kids, oh my goodness, look out, because here comes the FBI. And again, in a direct contradiction to what he told us under oath in the committee. And never forget this, Jesse. Look, remember how quickly this happened. September 29th, the School Board Association sends a letter to the Biden White House. 5 days later, October 4th, Merrick Garland issues this memorandum that lays out, put this snitch line together, go after parents. And then 16 days later, the FBI sends out the email that establishes this threat tag designation that was put on these parents. All that happened last fall in 22 days. When have you ever seen the federal government move that fast? So they moved that fast because they were going after people, as you just pointed out, just like the Obama White House went after and the Obama IRS went after conservatives. Same dynamic here. And this is, as wrong as it gets.
Maybe the school board union could write a letter to Biden to tell him to lower gas prices.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can do that, maybe we could get some relief there. But do these parents who were illegally targeted as domestic terrorists under this threat tag label, do they have any recourse?
Not really, but I mean, their recourse is their members of Congress say enough of this, stop this, and there better not be some designation that remains with that American citizen's name as they move forward in their life. I mean, so that's the recourse. That's why we've drawn attention to this ever since we first learned about it last fall, because this along with this disinformation governance board is the stuff that drives Americans crazy, and well it should, particularly that example we had in the letter that you just cited, Jesse, where it's a mom in the group Moms for Liberty. So if you're in Moms for Liberty and you have a firearm at your house, I mean, suddenly you're going to be targeted because someone snitched on you on this government-sponsored snitch line. I mean, if they go after every mom with a gun in this country or every dad with a gun, they're going to be sitting all the time going after everyone, because I mean, that's how ridiculous this all is. And it's why I think Glenn Youngkin's governor of Virginia now as we speak, and why I think the American people are fixing to throw Democrats out of office in this year's midterm election.
Well, and as well they should, for a multitude of reasons. But the idea that you've got the FBI going out there and just willy-nilly investigating Americans who have a problem with their local school board, geez, aloo. But this is where we are, America. This is where we are. By the way, Senator Steve Daines, I like this guy. He raised a very good point. You know, we've been debating, Roe v. Wade, and he brought up, quite frankly, one of the most important questions of all. Cut 15.
If you were to take or destroy the eggs of a sea turtle, now I said the eggs, not the hatchlings, that's also a penalty, but the eggs. The criminal penalties are severe, up to $100,000 fine and a year in prison. Now why? Why do we have laws in place that protect the eggs of a sea turtle or the eggs of eagles? Because when you destroy an egg, you're killing a preborn baby sea turtle or a preborn baby eagle. Yet when it comes to a preborn human baby, rather than a sea turtle, that baby will be stripped of all protections in all 50 states under the Democrats' bill they'll be voting on tomorrow. Is that what the America, the left, wants? I would ask my Democratic colleagues, if you were to take or destroy...
I'm not sure what happened, but again, he raises a great point here. I mean, if you have a law on the books that protects unborn turtles and unborn baby eagles, why would you not want to protect unborn babies too, human babies? It's a great point that the senator raises, and thank you for that, Mr. Daines. So, Tucker Carlson, I want to go back to this baby formula story. This just really aggravates me. The idea that we are giving our hard-earned tax dollars to illegal aliens, we're using that money to buy baby formula for illegal alien babies, but we're not giving that baby formula to American babies. And then you've got Mitch McConnell out there saying that we have an obligation to give Ukraine hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in taxpayer funding. And Tucker Carlson, And he's caught holy you-know-what over this. But Tucker Carlson raises a great point, and he called out the Republicans who voted on this Ukraine foreign aid package without bothering to actually read anything, because nobody had a chance to read anything. So not a single Republican who voted for this thing can actually say, well, I had a good reason to do X, Y, or Z. No, they had no reason because nobody read it. They just did what the Democrats told them to do. Let's take a listen to Tucker.
Now, 57 Republicans did vote against last night's bill, and God bless them for doing it. But many more voted for it. Of course, there was Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and their friend Elise Stefanik. But there was also Republican leadership, top leadership, McCarthy and Scalise. Shameful. And the worst part is this bill will almost certainly pass in the Senate, which is way more left-wing even than the House on the Republican side. Chuck Schumer is promising a swift vote on it. That means as soon as tomorrow. So we reached out to every Republican in the Senate to find out what they plan to do. Most of them didn't bother to reply. None of them will come on the show. That would include Mitch McConnell, the minority leader. Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Chuck Grassley, Mitt Romney also did not respond. We're hoping they'll vote the right way. But a handful of senators did respond, and we want to let you know where they stand. Voting no will be Mike Braun, Roger Marshall, Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty, and Josh Hawley. Rand Paul has also indicated he's opposed to the bill. He wouldn't say so, but of course he's against it. Lindsey Graham, needless to say, is a yes. He's thrilled, as his office put it. Senator Graham has made it clear he supports additional military aid to Ukraine because it makes him feel so good inside. He didn't say that, but that's the truth. Rob Portman of Ohio is leaving. Thank heaven he's also a yes. So is Steve Daines of Montana. Quote, the senator is leading, yes, his office said. They also told us that Daines thinks Russian oligarchs somehow will pay the $40 billion. Quote, he wants to make Russia cover the costs. He wants to use the seized assets of oligarchs to cover the costs. Right. Okay. A few senators dodged. Pat Toomey, Tim Scott, Cindy Hyde-Smith all refused to give us a direct answer. We want to invite any Republican senator who plans on voting for this to come on the show and explain why. Please tell us. We'll let you talk as much as you want. We're not going to sandbag you. We want to know why this is in America's interest, why this is more important than the pressing crises all around us that the rest of us notice and apparently you don't. So tell us. You're always welcome.
And the same goes for this program as well. Why is it that what's happening in Ukraine is more important than what's happening here in the United States of America? That's all. And that, to me, is a valid question. Why do we have to spend our hard-earned tax money propping up Ukraine? Now, I've got no problem. They need planes. They need ammo. Let's give them the ammo. Maybe we charge them. We give them a discount. I don't know. That's one thing. But we're going to be on the hook to rebuild the entire country. So at what point do the American people stand up and say, hey, hold on a second. We're rebuilding Ukraine while our country is being decimated. Why is that? Is there some sort of a moral thought process that says, okay, the high ground, the moral high ground is to let Americans suffer and to use our tax money to support somebody else? Is that the argument that's being made out there? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com is our website. By the way, if you have not done so, you got to go check out our brand new live video feed. So we got sick and tired of having to rely on YouTube because they're always taking down our videos. So we're moving everything over to ToddStearns.com. And if you're watching us on our website right now, you're actually able to see the video broadcast of this radio program. And it's free of charge. It doesn't cost you a penny. And we would love for you to make the move. Maybe some of you are listening to us on our Facebook live stream. We want you to make the move over to ToddStearns.com. You say, why are you doing that? Why not be on Rumble and all these other platforms? Well, because I don't own those other platforms. And I would much rather have everything in one place that I control. You know, Rush Limbaugh talked about this all the time. And he warned conservatives, be careful, because if you go on somebody else's platform, ultimately you don't have control of your product. And Rush was absolutely right about that. So we do as much as we can on ToddStarnes.com, and we would certainly appreciate if you started watching the program, make the move over from YouTube or Facebook Live and join us over on the website. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Grace Baker, did you bet on the horses? You know, they had the Kentucky Derby the other day.
Todd, I don't gamble.
Allegedly.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm not judging one way or the other. I was just
But
asking.
I mean, I was watching the Memphis Grizzlies game. I didn't even realize that was going on, but then I was like, oh, cool, a horse named Rich Strike won. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So Rich Strike was the winner, and I don't know what the odds were, but some people made a lot of money.
I do know that. 84-1. Mm. Second longest in history. And no, it's not because I bet on it. I wish I had. I'd be very rich right now.
Did you drink a mint julep?
A what?
A mint julep.
I don't know what that
is. Did you wear a fancy hat?
No, again, I was actually at a crawfish boil when it was going on.
Well, you can still wear a fancy hat. I'm just
while
saying.
Eating crawfish.
That, well, absolutely. It's mm-hmm. a southern thing to do. By the way, Caleb Park, our managing editor, you know, he just moved here from Ohio.
Yes.
And he's struggling with the heat.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, how do y'all just, because we were just standing out in the parking lot the other day, and he's like, how do y'all stand out here? It's so hot. And I'm like, it's not even
hot.
This is it. This isn't bad. Now, I will say yesterday around 4 or 5 p.m., I was like, wow, that humidity is terrible.
Yeah, it's not like it's 108 degrees with high humidity.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, but it's coming.
Just get ready, buddy.
It's coming.
Drink a lot
it's
of water.
Coming. These Yankees, they're not used to the southern heat.
They get the nice, mild summers.
You see, this is why, you know, look, Southerners get a bad rap because they're like, oh, those Southerners are lazy. They don't move fast. And they don't. Well, the reason why is
it's too
hot. You got to take your time. You don't want to break a sweat. That's why God gave us air conditioning.
I don't think God gave us that.
You don't think God gave us air conditioning?
I mean, you mean like the breeze?
No, air conditioning, like AC.
I mean, I guess he gave us the tools to make air conditioning.
God gave us, it's a gift from God. It came down like manna from heaven, Grace Baker.
That's true.
And go stand in the corner.
I'm sorry.
I know you learned that at Vacation Bible School, that Presbyterian heathen church. All right. Anyway. Eric Reed is the trainer of Rich Strike.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating story. He was on ESPN, and ESPN is just horrible.
They're just so woke now.
So woke.
They're terrible.
They're women. I mean, the men are women. They behave like women on
ESPN.
What does
that have to say about women?
Well, you can extrapolate. So he was asked about a derogatory tweet. So the ESPN host got very offended or triggered by something that Eric Reed, the trainer of Rich Strike, said about Vice President Kamala Harris. In January, Sebastian Gorka, good friend of this program, and a former advisor to President Trump, asked, so what exactly are Kamala's qualifications? Look, that's actually an honest question. I mean, nobody really seems to know the answer to that question.
Yes, this
is true. A lot of people have been wondering. So anyway, Eric Reed, who allegedly has the handle on Twitter, DaddyRabbit1964, responded, I heard she's good on her knees. So that was the qualification. That, going back to the rumors that are, my understanding is they're a little bit more than rumors, that Kamala Harris, worked her way to the top. That's the allegation. That's the rumor that's out
there. One way or another.
We're not weighing in one way or the other. We're just sharing the news. So he may or may not be wrong here. I don't think he's wrong.
He said the quiet part out loud.
Well, he did say the quiet part out loud. Reed was appearing on ESPN's Outside the Lines, and host John Barr asked if he sent that tweet. Did you send that tweet? Did you send that tweet? That was very wrong of you. Who do you think you are making fun of our beloved Kamala? Or Kamala? No, that's the wrestler. Who do you think you are?
Well, he thinks he's a winner because he is a winner.
So anyway, well, yeah, I mean,
talking to a winner, buddy.
I would have said, you know who I think I am? I'm the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Who are you, loser?
Yep.
So now Daddy Rabbit 1964 has gone private on Twitter, probably for the best. The bio on the account says horse trainer and Reagan conservative, fantasy football fanatic, owner of Mercury Equine Center, the home of Rich Strike. So there you go.
Okay.
Why is it that people get so nutted up about Twitter? That's what I don't get.
I call it the cesspool of humanity. I stand by
that.
Oh,
it really is. I mean, it's just
and
ugly.
Elon Musk ain't going to fix that, let me tell you.
But you know what's worse? The worst people on Twitter are the Baptist preachers.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
They spend more time reading their Bible and less time tweeting.
Preach, Grace Baker.
Amen.
Preach. Are you allowed to preach? Preach!
I don't know if I am, but I'll take it.
No, I mean, I've actually had to unfollow a lot of these pastors because they're just horrible.
They're nasty.
They're worse than the Democrats.
They're nasty.
Oh, yeah.
All it's the drama. Mean.
Just a lot of church drama.
They'll be like, well, I saw you one time at the liquor store on a Sunday. What were you doing?
Getting liquor. And if I have to listen to your sermons, I need to be liquored up really good. That's what I would have said. But I didn't. But seriously, I mean, like all this petty bickering among the preachers, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, it's very reminiscent of what's going on in the Republican Party right now. So,
Lord, help us. And you know, Grace, it's interesting. We're not going to go too inside baseball here, but we have a new rule. So a lot of these candidates are getting offended if we have their opponent on. And so they won't come on the show, but then they get all high and mighty. Well, I'm not going to come on your show anymore because you had my opponent and he said horrible things about me. Well, you should have come on the program.
Then you can respond.
We're banning you until after the primary.
Sorry,
and
honey.
Then, yeah, you know what?
You're already on my list.
That's it. We've got a list and we're checking it twice. So here's the deal, Republicans, and I just want you to understand, if your candidate doesn't come on this program, if you don't hear their voice on this program, it's because they refused to come on during the primary, and we're blocking them.
Yep.
We're not going to play that game.
It's color-coded and everything.
We're not going to play that game. Homie, don't play that game. Am I allowed to say that?
Just stop, God. Just stop. Stop.
By the way, how about the Grizzlies last night?
40 points.
Holy.
Without John Morant, too.
What the heck?
I don't know, but all I know is Steph Curry made fun of the Grizzlies before the game, and the Memphis fans were not going to have any of that.
And who's the jerkwad that got the weather guy in trouble? Draymond, is that
Draymond
him?
Draymond Green. Yeah, oh, he was at it again last night. He should be just a professional wrestler because he just likes to throw people around. There's videos and you're like, this is not basketball.
I will say this. We've got the best fans in all of the NBA right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Grout towels.
The best. The grout towels? Is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
you're not a Memphian until you have one.
Well, we got to get a grout towel.
I've got one.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to have your growl, but we get the point.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Grace. All right. Hey, folks. Thank you for hanging out with us on this hot, warm summertime day. You get out there and have a great one, America.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, dreinte die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
What was that?
Dreinte die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, pony ostium pro nocentera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.